mainly to Rabbeinu HaKadosh Tzadik Yisrael Nachal Novea Mito Rabbeinu Nachman Yisrael Chodem Pege Zutam Pegel Alenu Kol Yisrael
Amen Boker Tov
Boker
Shabbat Hachir
What's going on with you?
I apologize, everyone. I'm a rock star, not a movie star. I'm still re-coordinating.
Say what?
Perfect. Shalom, Avram.
Shalom, Aleichem, Rabbi.
Avram, Dunyam. Are you with me? Aboisa, Imata, Omer?
Yes.
Wait.
Lights, camera.
Action.
Camera, Mazagan.
Take.
And.
And. Bezrat Hashem. I dedicate the class to your success, Bezrat Hashem. All of you guys, till you succeed.
Where is it?
What is what?
Where is it?
What is your success?
No, where is yours?
Where is Yosef? He is in prison.
No?
What?
The virginity?
No.
Oh. I'm just not doing zero.
So, I wanted to tell you something amazing. Rav Shalom, a few weeks ago, he was teaching that class. It's written that everyone have a lot of debts. And but actually we're paying back our debts by the righteous man. Means that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is loaning to us. He gives us, lends us money that we're going to be able to pay back on all of the debts, spiritual debts that we have. And he's the Malveh Gadol. He's the big, how do you say Malveh?
Lender.
Nice name. He's the big lender. And wonderful. And now, Rabbeinu, in the Torah, Rabbeinu is explaining that how you're going to pay back to the righteous man, to all of the powers that he gave you, even though that you weren't worthy, deserved to have those powers. If you put your powers back into Avodat Hashem, so you pay back. By putting your powers, your concentration, your wisdom, your heart into the words of Tefillah, into the Limud HaTorah, into all of the mitzvot that you keep. So this is how you pay back your debts. And Rabbi Nathan, and in the Torah it's written, but sometimes the person is very far from that righteous man. Sometimes the man is very far from that righteous man. So he doesn't have who to lend him, who is gonna give him life. He's looking for life, he's trying to find happiness and cannot reach it. He doesn't know where to find it. So it's written, there is a verse, Rav Shalom brought that verse, that it's written, Hina Anochi Sholach Malach Lefanecha. Here I'm sending, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sending an angel that's gonna walk with you to protect Am Israel. What Moshe Rabbeinu was answering HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, I love him so much. He was so much, he was a genius, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im en panecha olchim, al ta'alenu mizeh. If you're not coming yourself, so let us be. We don't need your angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Am Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sending my angel with you to walk with you. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, listen, if you're not coming with us, don't bother. Im en panecha olchim, al ta'alenu mizeh. Don't take us. We're staying here. We're not going. We're not walking forward. Why? We don't, Rav Shalom said, we don't want no angels. We want that you're going to walk with us. If you're not walking with us, we're staying here. And we don't want to go up. We're going to stay here and this is it. Why? Because there is no one that can judge us with mercy and kindness like Hashem Yitbarach himself. And Rabbi Nathan explains that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want no angel to walk with him, and he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just you're going to come yourself, because even the most merciful angel, he doesn't have the biggest mercy of them all. And we need someone like you, Hashem, that in your trial, when you're judging us, you always come and righteous. Like the Rashi is writing in that on that verse, Hishamer mipanav, al tamer bo ki lo yisa mipishechem, on an angel, that when an angel is judging you, don't count on him, because he cannot forgive, because he's just a messenger. The angel cannot forgive, he's just a messenger. The only one that can forgive is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when Hashem answered to Moshe Rabbeinu that he will not going to answer that messenger, the angel, just he's going to go walk with Am Yisrael, so he revealed by that to Moshe Rabbeinu his greatness, his goodness, his godliness, his wonderfulness. That his mercy will never end. Like that it's written, V'ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. I'm going to reveal to you all of the good that I have. Everything you're going to receive from me. And I'm going to have mercy on everyone that I'll decide, and I'm going to have mercy. Means you cannot even understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mercy. When the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being revealed, so in that moment you cannot understand how much Hashem is merciful. For me, when I'm working hard to serve Hashem Yitbarach, I see that no matter what that I'm doing, I'm never going to be able to fulfill my mission, my job. Even an angel cannot satisfy Hashem, cannot complete his mission in front of Hashem, because Hashem is endless, and for sure that people like us that have so many lackings, shortcomings, that we don't know what to do, we have to work on ourselves to understand that we're not supposed to complete. Lo alecha amlacha ligmor. You cannot complete, you cannot finish. So, that avodah, that effort of strengthening ourselves and finding powers to continue, this is the main effort that we should put in avodat Hashem. And not to achieve the result, because the result is not in your hand. Because you don't see the big picture. You don't see the end of the path. You don't know what Hashem is planning for you. You don't know that. And even righteous people, even Yaakov Avinu couldn't understand what Hashem Yitbarach is doing with him. Yaakov Avinu wanted to get married with Rachel. He saw that Rachel, she's got something inside of her, that it's Yosef and Binyamin. And he desired for that amazing spiritual achievement, that he knew that with Yosef is the righteous man, he's going to be able to create Am Yisrael. And Rachel, she's the aspect of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, of all of Torah Sheba'al Peh, of the Mishnayot and the Gemara. This is Rachel. Like the Gemara is saying, like Rachel, like a sheep, that they take the wool from her, like you take out the halachot from the Gemara. She's the Torah Sheba'al Peh. You take off from her what did you need to cover yourself, the halachot from the Torah Sheba'al Peh. This is Rachel. So Yaakov Avinu, he wanted the Torah. He wanted Rachel. He knew that this is the thing, that this is his goal. And he was right, but he was wrong. Why? Because he wasn't aware to the fact that you cannot receive the Torah Sheba'al Peh, Rachel, before you have the introductions that cause Leah. That Leah, she is the prayer, the aspect of Tefillah. V'ene Leah Rakot. That Leah, she was crying and she was praying because she thought that she's going to get married to Esav. So she spent all of her life praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. Yaakov Avinu thought that he's able to reach the Torah and to get married with Rachel. You're not able to reach the Torah without having prayers, hours, thousands of hours of tears, of crying, of humiliations, of knowing that you're the worst, that you're in the share of the part of Esav, that you have no hope, and now you're screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, and then to be redeemed, then to be saved, then to see in your eyes the salvation. the power of Hashem Yitbarach, and then you have different kind of prayers. Now you can receive Rachel. Now you can receive the Torah. The Torah, you receive it mimidbar matana, only from the desert as a free gift. So first of all, he had to marry Leah, that she had that aspect of the desert, because she felt like nothing all of her life. She knew she's the wife of Esav. So she felt horrible. She knew she's the worst woman in the world. And she was very, 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 very humble. So she had that. And then she been saved by her prayers, by her tefillah that she was praying for years on years on years on years. She been saved. Now she came to that place of gratitude. She started to believe in herself. She saw amazing things. Now, when she's going to have children, her children are going to have that nature. Am Israel had to come with that nature inside of them. That they're going to have all of those understandings. Without those understandings, if they would just come from Rachel, they would never succeed. Because a man cannot just succeed and succeed and succeed and succeed in life. Life is not only climbing and achieving. Rabbeinu is saying that a man to be kosher have to go through thousands of up and downs. Up and downs. You have to go through that. And you know why? Hashem knows why. And you just need to accept the supervision of Hashem Yitbarach on you. And you can never know why and what Hashem is planning and why Hashem is doing it. You can never know. You don't know. And your fears and your worries and all of your imaginations are just imaginations that are coming to block you from the purpose, from the tachlit. But Hashem Yitbarach is mercy. Hashem Yitbarach is all good. Hashem Yitbarach is kind. And you cannot imagine, never in the world, how much Hashem Yitbarach is good. Yitro, he was worshipping idols. He was a Kohen for all kinds of idols in the world. He was serving all kinds of idols in the world. Every one of them. He haven't left one. So a person like that, he's looking at himself and he's saying to himself, when he realized that there is Hashem, when he saw that Hashem opened the Red Sea for Am Israel, he saw the miracle, all of the nations saw the miracle. He's looking at himself and he's saying to himself, what every normal person would say, I lost it. I don't have that. I wasn't there. I wasn't there with Am Israel. I'm a non-Jew. I'm worshipping idols all of my life. I stuff myself with all lust and desires. I don't have nothing. I don't have no connection to their amazing success. What's my connection to this? It's not mine. This is it. And in that place, part of the nations are falling lower into the lust and desires. Part of the nations start to hate Am Israel for their success, and they're jealous. And he draw his greatness that he came and admit. He came to the tshuva. He came to say, you are right. Your God is the right God. He had that power to admit. And by that, he joined Am Yisrael. Immediately, on the spot, he became to be part of Am Yisrael. He converted. This is it. He converted. He accepted it on himself. And he been accepted. It's not enough that you accept it on yourself. You need Am Yisrael to accept you also. It's a certain spiritual unity that have to come from both sides. So you have to prepare yourself as much as you can, and Am Yisrael have to receive you. So it's an effort of you and the effort of Am Yisrael together. It's not that only you're going to do, but it's one depends on the other. Kamayim apanim, the water going to reflect your face. If you really prepared yourself and brought yourself to that place that you're ready, they're going to be ready to receive you. In Shalom Bayit, you can see that. When your wife, she's angry, when your husband is angry, it doesn't matter. When one of them is angry, he's got problems. If you're going to go to the side and going to do tshuva, you're going to humiliate yourself. Not going to chase after yourself and break yourself and blame yourself. Just going to say to Hashem Yitbarach, look, probably I done something wrong here. Something is wrong. I don't know what. I don't see it yet. I don't understand yet. But if she's angry, it's you. You're telling me something is wrong. You're hinting me. You're talking. Something is wrong. So, first of all, I'm not answering back. I don't have reason to answer back. And I'm going to apologize because I want to have peace in the house. Love her. Don't feel that love yet. But still, even with logic,
I rather to solve that situation. So I'm not fighting back. First of all, I'm not justifying myself. I'm accepting that I have a mistake here, something to solve. Immediately you cancel in judgments. Immediately she already now, even that you don't understand even what you've done, already she's not angry like she was before. No doubt the experience is teaching that. What can you do? The scars teach you that. David HaMelech said, "Besarich ezeh Eloka, for my flesh I can see Hashem." Life teaches you that. If you have the will, if you prepare yourself. And then you're going to be able also to do deeper tshuva and to find more points and more understandings, and also to learn more how to do tshuva, how really to humiliate yourself, what it means to humiliate yourself, to cancel your imaginations that you're something, that your sickness, your craziness, wildness that you imagine to yourself, that you're important, that you're, I don't know what, that you made shopping, I don't know what. Rav Shalom said, even a person that is cleaning the streets, he's arrogant. He thinks that without him, they couldn't manage. You're cleaning the streets.
We're doing it fine.
And this is it, what?
We're doing fine.
Yeah, we're doing fine. So that arrogant means that imagination, that illusion that the snake put into us and told us, you're going to be like God, you're going to be like God. Even if they're going to tell you that you and Mashiach are going to walk together, it's not enough for you. You want to be Mashiach. You want to be Mashiach. Who is walking up front? First. Who is walking first? Who is leading? You want to be Mashiach. It's a problem. Everyone have that problem. Everyone have that arrogance. You need to work on that. And when you do that, when you cancel yourself a little bit, and a little bit, so Hashem light starts to shine inside of your heart, and you become to be happy from simple things, and it doesn't make you medium, it doesn't make you low, it's just you're not going to be Mashiach. So why suffer? Mashiach is a person that never lied in his life, never ever lied in his life. I heard yesterday, I spoke with one of the friends, and he saw, and from what did he said, amazing class of Rav Yossi Levi, right? Is that Rabbi Rav Yossi Levi? I heard about him a few times. Rav Yossi Levi in English classes, and he created a certain debate argument with a priest. They were sitting together and they were talking for a few hours, 3 hours class of argument between them. And
Mizrahi.
Yossi Mizrahi?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm ignorant. I have only one rabbi in my life. I don't know no one else. So Rav Yossi Mizrahi, there's a lot of people heard about him and tell you only good things about him. So that Rabbi Yossi Mizrahi made that argument with that priest. And before of coming into the tochen, I say tochen, the information of their argument on what he was claiming and what he was saying, Rav Yossi Mizrahi brought certain proofs to show that there are certain mistakes in the New Testimony, and by that he canceled the godliness of the New Testimony. Testament. By showing that there are certain mistakes over there that been made by human beings. By that you understand that it's not a complete prophecy. And this is it. So there is no argument. Before even getting into the details, there is no argument. Because when you're going to open the Torah, the Holy Bible, you will never, never, ever going to find no mistake over there. It's all perfect. It's been given to us by Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're going to check the Gemara, and you're going to check the Mishnah, and you're going to check the wisdom that we received from Hashem Yitbarach, you will never going to find no mistake. Maybe you will not going to cover all of it. Maybe. It's not a maybe. It's for sure you're not. But to say that you found some mistake in it, it's not an option. You will never going to find. and you're going to see the Mefarshim and all of those Chachamim and righteous people that wrote books on books on books on every question and found an answer on every question, on every doubt, they found an answer. And over there, you cannot find those answers. And a lot of people that have been converted, that came to Judaism, they said that they found mistakes in their own books. And that what that they ask themselves, how can it be? For me, I'm Chas Shalom, I'm not disrespecting, because I know that if you're born in a certain place, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you down to the world in that place, this is what that Hashem wanted for you. So even though that now I'm going to say something that it's ridiculous, I'm not laughing at it at all, but it is ridiculous. Also a man that got lust for women, it's ridiculous. Also a man that have desire for money and for honor, it's ridiculous. I'm not laughing, but it's ridiculous that if the one that you idolize, that you love, that you admire so much, he was Jewish, there is no way in the world, it's ridiculous that you're going to be Christian. That you're going to have a certain explanation on how there is a different way to become to be Jewish if he was a regular Jew. If he was a regular Jew, and he was a Jew, he was a student of Tanaim in the time of the Mishnah. His rabbi, main rabbi, was Rabbi Yoshua ben Perachia, he was Rabbi Yoshua, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach. He had rabbis over there. What he done with that, all of those questions, like I said, I'm not even getting into that questions at all. I'm not entering into that. If he was a Jew, and he was learning from the Tanaim and Amoraim, and now you want to follow him in a certain way, you have to throw all of your wisdoms and all of other people's wisdoms, and you need to cancel yourself to the path of Judaism. It's simple. And every other answer that you can have is ridiculous, because you're just trying to plaster for yourself that you're going to live a comfortable life. Hashem Yitzbarach said you're not allowed to eat pig. Hashem Yitzbarach said you're not allowed to eat camel. He said you're not allowed to eat rabbits. You're not allowed to eat what?
Owl.
I'm talking about there are people that are eating owls.
Octopus
and lobsters. There is Torah, simple Torah. You want to follow the simple Torah, you have to keep Shechita rules. You have to eat kosher food. You have to understand that you need to cancel yourself to the wisdom of your leader. Let's say that he's your leader, no problem, but you cannot count on your developments or other people's developments and will to create a new testament, new reality, new life, new age, new imaginations, all nonsense. You have to count on something that is solid, on something that came from Hashem Yitzbarach himself. And if there is a prophet that is not accepted by the rules of the Torah, you cannot count on that prophet. Even if his name is Christ, even if his name is Jesus, even if people told you all of your life that he is Mashiach, that he is the Savior, that he can come to be like God, I don't know what they told you. Bottom line, you need to cancel yourself to the beginning. To the beginning. And the beginning is Matan Torah. And even the New Testament is not contradicting that Am Israel received the Torah in Mount Sinai. You cannot argue with the testimony of 600,000 men, more than 2 million people, that none of them said that it never happened. All of them agreed on that, and the Bible, there is no contradiction on the Bible. No one is arguing with the Bible. The argument starts in different generations. So if really you believe in that, so what are you talking about? You have to go back to the beginning. The beginning is that Am Israel chose, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Am Israel. You can just accept it. If you want to fight, go fight. We're not there to fight with you. We're not fighting. We're happy. We're doing tshuva. We're not going and praising ourselves that we're the chosen nation. And we're every day we're doing tshuva and we confess and we go to the field and we look on our lackings and what else we can fix and how we can illuminate the world with the light of Hashem Yitzbarach. We're not thinking on ourselves at all. Who got time to be arrogant? The arrogant is something that is bothering us. It's trying to break. We fight with that. It's our stupidity. We're looking and we're insulting from ourselves, from the shame, from the disgrace of our sins. We're not an arrogant nation at all. We do have $1 million in our hand. What do you want us to ignore it? We do have it. We have a soul. We have a divine soul. We received it from Hashem Yitzbarach. But you can receive it also. Everyone can receive it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling to us, to Am Yisrael, you need to remember that you were a ger in Eretz Mitzrayim. That you've been converted. That Abraham Avinu, he wasn't a Jew, he'd been converted. He circumcised himself. And he joined the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Yitzchak Avinu, he joined the HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And then Yaakov Avinu. And now you have a seed. Now you have a family. Now you have a tribe. Now you have 12 tribes. Now you have a nation. But also there are rules how you can join that nation. There are ways to join that nation. And it doesn't have to be by converting. You don't have to convert. You can also play the part of your soul in that game and to be Ben Noach, son of Noach. And you're also going to have a share in the world to come. You can also achieve huge, huge, huge things. Noach was talking to Hashem Yitzbarach. Noach was a prophet. He wasn't a Jew. He was a prophet. You can become to be a prophet. You can receive light from Hashem Yitzbarach even if you're not a Jew. You don't have to be a Jew. But if you want to be a real believer, you have to believe in Hashem, in God, the Creator, that He is Elokei Israel, that He is God of Am Israel. If you're going to divide between the Creator to Am Israel, you divide it between a father to his son. And it's an imagination. So now you live in La La Land. You just imagined yourself that you have a certain explanation on cosmos, on unity, I don't know, endless, I don't know, whatever you want. You can look it in churches, in mosques, in India, in all of those, between all of those swamis, and I don't know. You can look for I don't know, for something, a path that's gonna fit for you. One of the friends told me that he met a friend, that friend went to a minzar, somewhere far east.
Ashram.
Where was it?
Ashram.
Yeah. No, it's called
something else.
Something ceremony.
Something ceremony.
Eastern Bloodhouse.
In the Far East. And he went over there.
Oh, hard question?
Something. What is it? What's the importance? You're not gonna go anyway. So we're not going. So
ayahuasca
ceremony. Something genius. He went over there, a Jew, and he went over there. And over there, they taking some kind of drug. I don't know what that make you spiritually puke all of the bad that you have. Floating all of their memories from childhood, and it's a very hard process that they're going through over there. But the ones that survived that process and haven't lost their mind, so they've been clean. They've been and found a lot of clarity in their life, and they realized a lot of important things about themselves. All right, so people doing those things, we're not arguing. That guy, that Jew, went to try that also, and he went and he took those drugs, and he was suffering for, I'm not going to go into all of those details, but he was suffering for all of that week of purification over there. And in the end, he finished that disappointed. He didn't complete. He didn't came to that illumination, to that light. So he came to that master over there to talk to him, to that Swami, to ask him, why didn't it work for me? So he asked him, two questions. First, he asked him if he's got a certain lacking, I don't know why didn't work for him. He said no. So he asked him, maybe you're a Jew. So he told him, yes, I am. So he said, oh, so this is the reason. I'm sorry. I don't know why, but our Shita is not working for Jews. It's just not happening with them. So we ourselves, we don't know the difference. We ourselves, if you look on a person that is a non-Jew, I have a friend that is a non-Jew, that I love him, I admire him, his name is Ariel, I love him, he's my best friend, I love him the most. I love him, I love that man, and he's not Jewish. But he's got a soul inside of him that can illuminate the world. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, you know that I'm talking only from what I really have inside. I love that man and I feel connected to him and I'm counting on him and I know that he's amazing. He's strong, he's powerful, he's got a soul inside of him. He's not a Jew. No matter what you're gonna do, he's not a Jew. Can I say that I'm better than him? No way, forget it. I know that he's better than me so many times. I know it. You can see it in his eyes that he's amazing. So, can you say? You cannot say. Hashem Yitbarach created a process. Hashem Yitbarach created difference, borders, limits, measurements. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that. This is part of the creation. That you're a Jew and he's not a Jew. He wants to convert. There is a path that he needs to go through to join Judaism. He needs to join himself through certain halachot. That he needs to humiliate himself in a certain way. He needs to accept some stuff, some things on himself. To be able to contain that light that does not belong to us. That just it's Hashem's decision to... You cannot understand why, but Hashem made the electricity to come through those, how you call those? Plugs.
Outlets.
So, you can want to put your plug, it's an amazing wall, lots of thousands of holes in it. Only if there is a certain wiring behind it, it's going to work. And if not, it's not going to work. So, and what to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it like that. The Am Yisrael, they received the Holy Torah. They received it. They had that merit in that generation, in that day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked all of the nations and he tried and no one was worthy. No one in those days were worthy to receive it. So, we won. In those days, we were humble enough and we could accept Hashem Yitbarach, yoke of heaven on ourselves. We were worthy. We were humble in those days. So we received it, and this is it, and it's been inherited to us. Us, for sure, we cannot be arrogant, because we know for sure that we're not fulfilling our obligation as Jews. We know it. Look how the world looks like. Or don't look how the world looks like. Here. You can smell it, even if you want, the stink of what goes on outside. Everyone can connect himself to Hashem. If you're arrogant, you cannot. If you humiliate yourself, oh, that Hashem is so kind to humiliate you, to help you, so you can connect to Hashem with Barach again. One needs to humiliate himself in Shalom Bayit, one in business, one with education of his children, one with himself in his tshuva process, one have all of them and he haven't even started because he's got a lot more to work on. What can we do? To ignore from the fact that we're arrogant, to ignore from the fact that we're angry, that we have bad midot, it's not going to help you to solve them, to fix them, to remove them, to take care of your poor soul that is suffering so much. So the only solution is to start over and to say, all right, I want to get closer to Hashem. Let's see what Hashem is going to bring over to me, to my territory, to my Dalet Amot today. Look, I'm going to observe, I'm going to try. Today, I'm going to make another step, getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. First of all, I'm going to thank Him that He woke me up to realize that He exists. Only on that. You're not a Jew, you're not connected to the Torah, you're far from everything, but you believe that somewhere there is Hashem Yitbarach, there is a Creator, you're so lucky. In the world to come, you're going to be able to recognize the light of Hashem Yitbarach and to know that it's Hashem. A person that didn't believe in Hashem Yitbarach in this world, when he's going to be in the world to come and he's going to see that light, he's going to be blind. You're going to be blind. You will not going to recognize it. You're going to just see light. To see just light is exactly like to see darkness. It doesn't help you. You don't have nothing in your hand. You cannot recognize. It's just light. You can enjoy from light. You cannot. Stop it. You're going to suffer. From the light of Hashem, he's going to burn. He cannot contain it. Why? Because he cannot recognize it. Why he cannot recognize it? Because he didn't recognize it before. Righteous people in the world to come are saying, "Zeh Hashem kivinu lo." That's Hashem that we were hoping for him before in this world. So as much as you hope for him here, that you recognize him in the face of that police officer, in the face of your wife, in the face of your that clerk in the bank, in the face of your bad midot, of your lackings, of your failures, of your humiliations, you recognize Hashem Yitbarach. As much as you're going to recognize Hashem Yitbarach in this world, that it's him and not her, it's him and not him, it's Hashem, you're going to be able to see Hashem Yitbarach in the world to come. You're going to say, "Oh, I know you. You gave me that ticket. I remember you." And then you're going to be able to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach, to have life in the world to come. Life, it's unity, achdut, to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. And in the world to come, you're going to have only what that you prepared in this world. As much as you canceled yourself in this world and accepted Hashem Yitbarach's hanhaga, supervision, guiding in your life, means to accept, to admit, to say thank you, to say thank you, to thank Hashem Yitbarach on the good and on the bad, to say it's Hashem. If you don't see that it's good, means that you don't see that it's Hashem. You can say it's Hashem, but you're not a real believer. If you have complaint, you don't have faith. You have kfira. You think Hashem is bad. Hashem is not righteous. He's not judging you right. You have complaint means you're not a real believer. So, unfortunately, and we're very lucky also in the same time, to say that really there is no other solution except of working on your faith. To accept Hashem more. To thank Hashem more. And to do it from a point of truth. Not from a point of taking drugs and thanking Hashem Yitbarach. To thank Hashem Yitbarach from that place that you say, "Ribono shel Olam, look, it's hard for me. I cannot accept it. I hate it. I am suffering from it. The way that you treat me, the way that you lead me, the way that you supervise on me, I feel like you're making jokes on my account, that you're laughing at me. I feel you're disgracing me, Hashem Yitbarach. I don't know what to tell you. I feel horrible with you. I don't know what to say. I want to shout at you. I want to scream at you. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I have a point, Hashem, that I hate you for what that you're causing in my life. I don't know what to tell you, Ribono shel Olam. I have problems with you. Put it all on the table." And with that sincere conversation, in the end, you can come to that you can say to Hashem, "But you know, above all of that, I understand that you're right. Help me. Help me to understand my mistake." If you will not going to walk one step after the other, until you're going to reach the truth, you're going to stay stuck in all of those husks and coverings that are blocking the light of Hashem. You have to have that courage to penetrate, to break through all of those fears. What? To say to Hashem Yitbarach that I don't like him. To say to Hashem Yitbarach that I have problems. To say to myself that I'm not so successful. To admit to myself that I'm a failure in this and in that. That I don't have my powers. That I cannot succeed. Those are things that it's hard to admit. But when you admit, you went through that already. You're not there. In the moment that you admit, you have a different challenge. You're in a different level. You already climbed to the next floor. You're not in that low, shallow place that you were before. And you look back and you say, "Those were my problems. Those really were my problems. I was so stuck with those nonsense, really? It was bothering me so much 3 years ago. How I look like, what am I wearing, I remember myself, I couldn't go out from the house if I had a pimple on my nose. I couldn't go out from the house. I'm stupid, I know. It's not new for me. I felt stupid also when I was 16. I was suffering from nonsense. people cannot laugh, people cannot sneeze, people cannot cough, people cannot blow their nose, people cannot talk to people. People are talking from the side that you're not going to see their nose from the front. People have crazy problems with themselves. People have issues. I know people that are talking to you like that. They're talking from this side. They don't want you to see their face from... You're suffering. And why are you suffering? Because you're far from Hashem. Hashem created you. So you're amazing. So you're beautiful. You're a creation of Hashem. Oh, you're not like those pictures in Vogue. I don't know where. All right. You're never going to be, but it's not your life story. And say thank you. You don't know which suffering they have in the world to come. How much they're suffering, all of those models in the world to come. You don't know what's going on in hell. You can never imagine the temperature of the fire in hell. You can never imagine. The lowest fire in hell is hotter, 60 times more than the hottest fire of this world. The lowest fire in hell is hotter, 60 times more than the hottest lava firing in this world today. You know what he's expecting for the sinners? For the ones that are making Hashem Yitbarach look mean to people, to abandon, to drop Judaism, to drop life of Torah, and to go seek after lust and desires, following the eyes. You know what's happening? What is waiting? The horrible punishment of those sinners that are forcing Jews to sin, to separate them from purpose? Oy vey. You cannot imagine the darkness. You cannot imagine the fear and anxiety, and there's nothing to do. There was a woman that experienced clinical death. She came back from the trial. She said, "It's like Auschwitz, the trial." They asked her why. She said, "You cannot run to the sides. You have no place to hide. You cannot hide. If you sinned, you're going to pay. Even if you are righteous and you sin, you're going to pay. In judgment day, it's not mercy day. It's judgment day." So how much we need to connect ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach today, Hayom in Bekol Tishma, today, now, to run to the field, now, close the door, scream to Hashem, help me, heal me. I saw the Rebbe Mibiala that lives here in Jerusalem, Admor Mibiala. I saw him praying Shachrit yesterday morning. I saw him praying Shachrit. While the public were saying Alenu Leshabeach, he was holding the Siddur like that. He was screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. Like that, screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. No one can hear him, no one can see him, no one can understand him, and he is attaching himself to Hashem Yitbarach. You're saying Alenu Leshabeach now? No! I'm screaming to Hashem Yitbarach. Screaming, connecting myself to Hashem, putting tefillin, tying myself to Hashem, entering into Shabbos, entering into Hashem, eating those things, eating Hashem, blessing those brachot, blessing Hashem, everything Hashem, 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 canceling yourself, canceling everything, and by that, attaching yourself to everything, to the one, to the real one. To the God, Elokei Israel, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed. Thank you very much.
Rabbi Sides, what major